You hold him daf test. Again, the top of the Gemara, in the middle of the last Mishnah. The shaila was why it's called Lishchas Parhadrin. The Lishcha is the room where they put the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before Yom Kippur was called Lishchas Parhadrin. The Gemara says it was because the Lashon of Pekidei HaMelech that they changed offices every single year. According to the Kohanim Gedolim, where Rishoyim used to die every single year, so every year was like a new room there they had, that's why it's called Lishchas Parhadrin. So one of the tests says that my Parhadrin, Gemara says, why is it called Parhadrin? And the Gemara Pursi, it means a Lashon of Pursi. The bottom Rashi says, Pekidei HaMelech, that means people that are appointed by the king. In other words, they put you into position for 1 year, at the end of the year you're up. The same way at that time, the Kohanim Gedolim, if you only had position for 1 year, at the end of the year, Yom Kippur used to die, and used to be another Kohen Gadol. That's why it was called Lishchas Parhadrin. And also we had before that each Kohen Gadol used to build it up, like for himself. So every year, they used to break down the old one and build up a new one, because they used to be very rich then. And he died, so again, new Kohen Gadol broke it, and it kept on going like this. That's why it's called Parhadrin. It was changed over every year. Year by year, it was changed over. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My desir, what does the Pasuk in Mishlei say? Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim. If somebody has Yiras Shemayim, he'll have a long life, he'll live long. Ushneis Rishoyim Tiktorna. But Rishoyim, people that are wicked, they'll have a short life. That goes on, Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim Zeh Mikdash Rishon. That of Yiras Hashem Tzadik will have a long life, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim by the base of Mikdash Rishon. Sheomad Arba Meyos V'Yeseshonim. The first Beis HaMikdash stood up for 410 years. That's how long the first Beis HaMikdash was. For Loishim Shuboi Elo Yudches Kohanim Gedolim. They only had 18 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. So it's a shal if you really gerus Yudches or not, even 18. The Gros said the Girsha should be Shneimos, or only 12. And Toysis had a shal, Toysis said the Rivos Gerus Shemoina Kohanim. There are only 8 Kohanim. Then Tai says there were really 9 Kohanim Gedolim, but they include also the 9 Tagana Kohanim. So Kit said most you had was 18 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the whole 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. Now, Shanois Rishoyim Tiktorna, that's what the Pasuk says, that a Rosh will have Tiktorna, a short life, Zed Mikdash Sheni, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim that lived throughout the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Sheomad Adalad Meyas V'yeshim Shona, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni stood for 420 years. There were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim they had throughout the span of 420 years. Now, first you had Shimon HaTzadik, he lived for 40 years. So take that away from the 420. Then, another Tzadik we had, Yechanan Kohen Gadol, he also lived for 80 years. He would not live more, but he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Eser Sheshimish Yishmael Ben Pobi. You have another 10 years that this Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael Ben Pobi. For Yamilon, some say Yud Aleph Sheshimish Rabbi Elazar Ben Charsim. You have another 11 years that the Elazar Ben Charsim, this Kohen Gadol, he lived. So these are the ones that lived for a long time. Of a Mikan V'Elach, after these Kohen Gedolim, Tzei V'Choshev Kol Echod V'Yechod L'Hoitzi Shinosei. From then on, every year, the Kohen Gadol didn't live that year. He died on Yom Kippur. That's why they had to have more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the spin of the Bayis Sheni. So what's the pshat? Why? Because since they were Rishoyim, the Kohanim Gedolim, like we had before, they used to be very rich and they used to pay more money to get into office, but they were Rishoyim, therefore they used to die on Yom Kippur. So that's why every single year, Kamat and then on, they had to have a new Kohanim Gedolim. And that's good. That's why the Lishka is called Lishkas Parhadrin, because every year they would change over offices like a regular Pekidei HaMelech. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Bertusoi, Mifneimar Chorv or Shiloh. Has what chet, what cause that the Mishkan Shiloh should be Chorv, should be destroyed? Mifnei Shehoi Yeboi Shnei Devorim. They had two type of Averis that were done then. Has the Bnei Eli, Eli's children. Gilu Arois, Ubizoin Kochim. There's a chet, we'll soon see what type of chet it was of Gilu Arois, that had to do with other ladies. Ubizoin Kochim. And they were Mavaza, the Kohanim then, where Mavaza didn't act respectful to the Kochim, to the Karbonis. Gila Arroyis, the Pasuk says, the Eli Zokin, Eli became very old, the Eli Zokin Miyoid, the Shoma Eis, Kol Asha Yasun Bonuf, he heard what his children were doing, the whole Yisrael, the Eis Asha Yishkubon Es Hanoshim, and the way his own children were living with the ladies, had Tzoivois Pesach Oyomoyid, that gathered together outside the Oyomoyid. So who the Pasuk says, Asha Yishkubon, that they had Gila Arroyis, they used to live with those ladies, that were waiting outside the Pesach Hoymer that came to bring the Karbonis. So the Kahanim then used to live with them. So Gemara says not like that. V'yaf agav the Yom Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Reb Yechanon that kol hoy mebnei Eli chotu ein uvel toya. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos says that whoever says that the bnei Eli really did a chet, they were only mistaken. In other words, really the avera they didn't do. So b'zoy, why does the Torah say? Why does the pasuk say yishku b'nes anoshim mashma they did have znus? So Gemara says like this: not they didn't. They didn't have znus, but just mitoich sheshoy es kinehim. They used to wait to bring the korbanos that the noshim would bring. Kinei means the two birds that a yeledis nisha that gave birth afterwards when she wants to become tor in order to be able to eat kodshim, she has to bring these two birds, once for chattis, once for korban olam. So the kahanim then used to wait; they didn't bring it so fast. She was sure as kineim is mihu mala leim akosef kilu shochvam. Therefore, the pasuk considers it as if they had znus with the ladies. What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi says, "Sheshoyes kineim, shoyim aviyes b'malay shemele dosin litor." When the nation that gave birth and wanted to become tor, they would come to bring their two birds, lechol b'kotchim, that they should be able to eat kotchim. Veim hoyu ba'le geyes. Now the kanim there, the bnei eli, were like big ba'gaivniks. They were ba'le gaiva. V'hoyu misrashdim ba'kravosin. They took their time. They took it easy when they came to bring these korbanos. And the ladies waited there. They didn't go home until they brought the korban. So sometimes they had to wait overnight to wait the next day until the kohen first brought her korban. And they waited to go home to the husbands. In other words, the kohen should have brought the korban that day, and they would have went home, and they would have been with the husbands that night. But since the kohanim took it easy, the nashim had to wait overnight there, and they didn't go home to the husbands. Therefore, mevatlan es hanoshim mepiriv rivya. Because of the kahanim, the noshim couldn't go home to be with the husbands, so they were mevatl the noshim from piriv rivya from the husbands. Therefore, the pasuk considers it as if shochvam, as if like they lived with them. So not that they really did the actual avoid gil arayis, just that it had some shaykhah to gil arayis, they caused that the ladies were not able to go home in time. So that was a chet considered teili, even though the Gemara Shabbos says they didn't really do the chet. It's really they didn't do the chet. But it was something, they caused something to happen. And the same thing by Bizoyin Kodshim, they didn't give enough respect to the Kodshim, to the Kabonis. Tzitziv, the Pasuk in Shmuel says, Gam beteren yaktirun es hachelev. Even before the Kahanim brought the fat, the chelev of the Korban, on the Mizbeach, Obo nar ha-kohen, the young kohen came, the yom alisha zaveich, and he spoke to the person that's bringing the Korban, the one that's shechting the Korban, to know basalitzas ha-kohen. Give, like right away they said, give the meat to the kohen, he should be able to roast his meat, he'll have a steak to eat. We don't want stam roasted or cooked meat. Give us only the raw meat and we'll roast it. Go ahead and be makter, go and makter the chalif, ha chalif. Take the meat the way you want. So that they answered back, said, wait, like first let's bring the chalif, first we'll bring the korban, and then after we'll makter, put the chalif on the mizbeach, the emurim, then we'll give you the kohen, your portion of meat to eat. The Yom Alor, the Kanim answered back, no, ki ata titen, give it to us right now. We don't want to wait to get the meat later, we want to have it right now. And if not, we'll take it with strength. And the sins that the Norm, the young Kanim, were doing were very big. As Pnei Hashem, kiniyatsu hanoshim eis minchat Hashem. Because they got like Hashem angry the way they were acting with the Karbonos. So again, even though real Alam of the rice maybe wasn't a real chet, like, the Kanim deserved really to get the meat. But since they didn't give enough respect to it, they were mevaza, the kodshim, that was clearly like a didrachet. Therefore, because of these two things wrong, the Bnei Eli were doing, it was chorav, mishkon, eshiloi. So tomorrow, mikdash rishon mifnei machorav. What was the averus klayis was doing b'shas the base of mikdash rishon? Why was it destroyed? Mifnei gimel devorim, three different averus. Show you board that they had. Avoy de zoro, they worship of avoy de zoro, gila royis, o shvichas domim. Avoid the Zorah, what's the right that we should avoid the Zorah, other gods? The Yechsiv, Ki Kotzer Hamatzah Mehis Toreah. That Hamatzah usually means the bed, like the bed was too small for the people to lie on it. So it dash in my Kotzer Hamatzah Mehis Toreah. What does it mean the bed was too small for them to lie to be on? Amareb Yenisin, it means Kotzer Matzah Zeh, this bed was too small, Mehis Toreah Olav Shnei Reim Kiechem. Like to have two friends on it at one time. In other words, two gods. Now, they used to have two guards with them. They had Hashem, and they also had Tesel Micho. So they had the Avodah Zarah with them. That's like this Lashon, two people were in the same bed. So Rashi says, May his Toreya, Dorish Benatrikin, May his Torer Reyer Echad. May his Torer means one, and Shnei Reyim, looks like May his Torer means Shtei Reyim. Like two friends they had in the same bed. So Rashi, Tselem Shehemid Menashe Behechel. To tell him that Menashe put up in the Hechel, that's what Klaius was also worshipping. Tzara Lashon Reyes, Kishtei Noshim, Liyish Echad. What that they had this chet of pestle shemicha that by the zara they were using also, like it says both mashma the next pasuk also we'll see later that they had bitachon and Hashem they were over the Hashem but they also did avoy the zara like we always say a person could have like a yetsa toiv and yetsa ra even though the yetsa toiv sometimes tells them to only do good but sometimes the yetsa ra tells them to do bad so here also they were having like two things they were doing avoy the zara even though they also had trust in Hashem. Then the pasuk ends off the amasecha tzara ki his kanis that the blanket like was too short to cover them. It's like pasuk after chatoyin they had so much tzaris that they weren't able to cover themselves. So Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni ki mota Reb Yonasan lahai krov when Reb Yonasan came to read this pasuk that amasecha that the blanket was too short to cover them, Vochi started to cry. Omer he said man dichsiv bei like about Kodesh Baruch Hu that it says. That the Eibishter made the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. He was able to make the water stand up like Kineid, like a wall. Is Nasas Loi Masechet Sora that now the blanket couldn't cover Klai Yisrael. In other words, like Hashem about it could do anything. But here, since Klai Yisrael was doing the Chatoim, doing bad, they had such bad times that the blanket wasn't even big enough to cover them. Gila Royce, what's the raya that had Gila Royce? They were doing bad things. They get to Znus. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem said, Yan ki govu b'noi Tzion. Hey, the daughters of Tzion were like, govu were tall. We'll soon see what it means. Bagaivenix. Vatelach ninatuyas gorun. They walk with stretched out necks. Oma sakrois enoyim. And they had things, or eye paint on their eyes. Holoich v'topoich. They went walking very slowly. The heel next to the toe. Telachno, they were going over aglayim tiachsano. And with their feet, they also made Hashem angry. Now, what does the pasuk mean? Yan ki govu b'noi tzion. That's what we say. B'noi tzion, daughters of tzion, were like tall. That means shehoyu mahalchos arucha b'tzad tzara. They used to walk two girls together. A tall one and a very short one used to walk one next to another. In other words, the people should look at them. They want to get the attention from the boys. So they used to make like a tall and a short one look together. People used to look at these two people. But they laughed in the 2 years girl and they went with stretched out necks. Show you mahalchos bekumas kufa. They went straight, sticking out, straight up. Kumas kufa they were walking. Also, to make the people look at them. They put a lot of eye makeup on the roy so that the boys should look at them. Holach betofif telachna. They used to walk very slowly. That means show you mahalchos ekev betzad gadol. They used to put their heel next to their toe. They used to walk very slowly. Also, that the people should look at them. Uberaglayhem tiachsano. That they got Hashem angry. Tiachsano. They got Hashem angry with their feet. What does that mean? That Amar Reb Yitzchok show you mavios mor viafasmim. They used to bring different type of perfumes. Omanichos bemanalehim. And they would put the perfume in their shoes. And when these girls were walking near the boys, a boyatois used to like kick their foot in the ground. And the perfume would shoot onto the boys. And it would shoot into the boys, a yetzara for znus, a type of znus, like poison. And the Bach changed the gear, say it should be diachno, like the poison of a snake. That's the way this perfume went on the boys and gave them a yetzara. So the kids said the girls they were oisik in Gila Royce, so they caused the boys to do chatoim of Gila Royce. By the shvichas dom, how do we know that the bais by bezman the bais midrash rishon there was a chet of shvichas dom? They were killing people. Yes, see the pasuk says v'gam dam noki shofach Menashe. His Menashe killed a lot of clean people. Harbe moid adesh milay es Yerushalayim pelopir. The mamash from one side to the other side, it was full of blood in Yerushalayim. So that's these three chatoyim they had, b'shas the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, the Gila Royish, v'chazdomim, and Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara Avu Mikdasheni, what about Bishman the Beis Mikdasheni? Shoya Oiskem Batera. There the Klai Yisrael was learning Torah. They weren't doing Avodah Zarah Gila Rois. Ube Mitzvahs, Ube Gemilas Chasodim. The Imam is learning Torah, doing Mitzvahs, and doing Gemilas Chasodim. Ozoi Mifnei Machorov. What was the chet Bishman Beis Mikdasheni? Why was the Bai Yisheni destroyed? Mifnei Shohoisa Boy Sinas Chinim. Because they hated one another for nothing. No real reason. Sam, there wasn't a ava between them. They didn't love one another. They had sin as chinim. They hated one another for no good reason. The Lam Lecha, this comes to teach us, she'eshkula sin as chinam keneged shalosh averus. Avoid the Zora, gila rois, shvichas domin. Hey, the mam is there keneged there. Just like the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was destroyed because of those averus, the Bai Yesheni was destroyed because of sin as chinam. So you see, the chet, the averus, sin as chinam is just as bad as those three averus put together. We'll soon see later, could be it's even worse. And the chinam is the worst thing. Now this Gemara goes back to the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Really the Bach says this Gemara should have been before. Now, Rishoyim hoyu ela shetolu b'tchayinim b'kodesh baruch hu. This is really a Gemara in Shabbos that also the Mikdash Rishon. This goes back to the people of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. As even though they were over the avodah zarah, still they were tolu b'tchayinim b'kodesh baruch hu. They still had b'tochen in Hashem. The pasuk says that Rosheha b'shoyched yishpoitu. By his Rishon, the Roshim, the heads, tacted the judgment because of shoyched. You paid that they did judgment. V'chayaneha b'mechir yayu. And the Kohanim only did it b'mechir. They only did it b'mechir yaru. They only taught with pay. Uneviyeha b'kesev yukaismu. And the Neviyim also said of radius b'kesev with also pay money. They said Neviyim. V'yala Hashem yishonu. But they had to be talking in Hashem. Leimer alay Hashem b'kibenu. They still said Hashem is b'kibenu. In loisav yaleinu ruah. Therefore, nothing bad will come to us. But I call upon him in the bias Beis Hamikdash Rishon, he had been talking in Hashem, even though they did these three chatoyim. Lefikach, hevi aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeris, keneged gimel averus. On the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Klal Yisrael got three different bad gzeris punishments, keneged the three averus they were doing. Shebiyodim. Shenema the Pasuk says, lochem biglalchem tziyon sodet hichorish, that because of the chatoyim you were doing, tziyon is Yerushalayim, or by the Beis Hamikdash, Sodat Yechorish will look like a plowed field. It means everything will be destroyed, look like a plowed field. The Yerushalayim EMT, and Yerushalayim will be full of humps of stones. Now also, everything will be charev, everything will be knocked down, just like piles of stones. The Yahar Abayis Labom is Yar. And the Har Abayis, the Mokum, the Beis Hamikdash will look like a forest cut down that has bomis, means like the stumps of the trees. Like all the trees are cut down, you only have the bottom stump still there, that's Labom is Yar. These are the three gzeres that came upon the people by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Shad Gemara now, Uva Mikdash Rishon lehevei bei sinas chinam. You want to tell me now in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon they did not have sinas chinam? Like you're saying that this chet only took place in the Bayis Hasheni, not in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. For the Gemara Ivo Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Migurei el cherev hoyu, es ami lechein tzfoika yorch. Migurei means used to gather together. El cherev hoyu, they had swords. Lochein tzvoika yorot, used to hit themselves on the thighs. What does this mean? V'yomer Reb Leza, Eilu b'nei Odom. These are people, she'oichlin b'shoishim zeh and zeh. They eat and drink together, but v'doikrin zeh and zeh b'chorvois, they like stab one another with swords, shebel shoinim, with their tongue. In other words, they did not talk one another, they didn't talk nice to one another. They had like sinas chinim. She say, even b'shas, the base of Mikdash Rishon, there was sinas chinim, they weren't talking nicely to one another. And here, like more before, it's mashma, sinas chinam was only by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, but not by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. And the Gemara, who benesiyah Yisrael hevi? That this pasuk said they acted not nice, that was only the Nasi b'Yisrael, the head of the Yid, the Yidin, they were not nice. But the actual Jews themselves, Pasha did not have sinas chinam. Because the pasuk says, za'ak v'helel b'nei yodim. They used to scream and cry out to people, ki'i hoiso ba'ami, this was in my nation. Tanya, what does this mean? Zak v'hilel ben adam yoch lakomebi. Everybody was screaming like not nice. Talmud loyma he bechol nosi Yisrael. The end of the pasuk says it was only nesi Yisrael. So like the president, they were not nice. But the rest of the Jews did not have sinas chinam. It was only by the Bayi Sheni that they had Tzinas Chinam. More Rabbi Yechin and Rabbi Leza, the Yarmur Tavari, they both said like this, Rishoinom Shenes Galo Avoinim. By the base of Mikdash Rishoin, it was uncovered the Chet. Because the Averit they did was the person. Everybody knew about it. His Amela Nizgala Kitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also told them exactly how long you'll be in Golis, only for 70 years in Bovel, and after the 70 years, then they'll come up and they'll build another Bayis base in Mikdash Hashoini. In other words, Vaisos, even though they did Big Chatoim, but since it was Yidua, everybody knew about it, it's possible to do Tshuva. Like they did the Chet outright, everybody saw it. So when they did Tshuva, the Tshuva was a good Tshuva, after 70 years they got back to base in Mikdash Hashoini. Mashenkin Achreinim, the Chet that was being done during the Bayis Mikdash Hashoini, Shulayin is Gal Avoinim. It was not uncovered. They did it Betziner, they did the Chet. Like Sinas Chinim, it was in the heart. They didn't really show it out, not everybody knew they had it. It was in the heart. It was like a hidden Avera. The Melon Loinis Gala Kitzen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said outright when the Bayis Mikdash Hashlishi will come back again. Like the Maisa was still in Golos right now because of that. Master, if the Chet is inside you, so it's harder to do Tshuva then. Like people don't know you did the Chet. You can always ask yourself, I'm not doing anything wrong. So therefore the Tshuva wasn't such a good Tshuva. So therefore Hashem never told them when there'll be the Mashiach. When we'll have the Bayis Shlishi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Toiva Tziporonon Shal Rishonim has from the first people, their nails were better, Mikris and Shal Achronim. Better than the stomach, the keres of the Achronim, the later Yidin. In other words, the people in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Pasha means, were bigger tzaddikim than the people in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And Amalei Rosh Lakish said back, not like that. Amalei Rosh Lakish, Adarav, let's say just the opposite way. Achreinim Adifi, the people in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they were better. The last ones were better. Afagav Dika Shibud Malchus, even though there were a lot of tzaras, had a lot of problems from the government, Kraski B'Torah, still they used to learn Torah. Amalei, he answered back, no. Bira Toichiach. Rabbi Yechon answered back, the Beis HaMikdash is the Raya. Biro Tachir, look at the Beis HaMikdash. She'echo Zerua L'Rishenim. As even though the first ones, we said, did these three Averas of Gila Roy, Shildam, and Avoy Dezora, but still, after 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. They got back the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo'echo Zerua L'Achreinim. Mashenk and the Achreinim, they did not get back the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, the second ones, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, their Averas were much worse. They were like bigger Rishoyim. And Arayi, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi yet. Shol was Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza, yes, Rabbi Leza, Shaila. Rishonim G'dolim or Yachronim G'dolim. Like, which people were bigger tzaddikim? V'shas Bayis Rishon or V'shas Bayis Sheni? Omalem, he answered back, Tnu Einechem B'bira. Put your eyes, look at the Beis Hamikdash, like the same Teretz. After the first Bayis, they got back the second Beis Hamikdash. Mash Medecha Toim weren't so big. But right now, after the second Bayis was horrible, we don't have the third Bayis yet. And Ikud the army, some say, answered back like this. Omalehem Eidechem Bebira. The same thing, like the Bira, the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Eidus. Look at it. You see, it didn't come back. After the Bayis Rishon, they got back the Beis HaMikdash. But we don't have it back yet, so Raya, that our Chet, the second Chet, was worse than the first one. The Mora Resh Lakish, Hevi Sochi Biadna. Resh Lakish was swimming in the river, in the Yarden. Is also Rabba Babachona, Yoyev La Yoda. So Rabbi Babachona came to give him his hand, like to help him come out of the river. Omalei, so Shlokesh told back to him, Eloho, like Loshin Shvua to Hashem, Sanini Lechu. You should know I hate you. So what do you mean I hate you? So Rashi says, it means like I hate all the Bnei Bavel. Like they did something wrong, the Bnei Bavel. Rashi says, Sanini Lechu, Lechu Bnei Bavel, all the people living above them. Shloi Olu B'Yemei Ezra, that they did not go up all together by B'Yemei Ezra, like after the Golis Bavel, after the 7 years, that all the Jews did not go up at one time to Yishlayim. Omano Shchina Milovim. Rish Lakish holds it because of that, they stopped the Shchina from being in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Miloshov Lizras Babayi Sheni. There are five things missing in the Bayis Sheni that there was in the Bayis Rishon. And one of them was the Shchina. They did not have the Shchina the same way it was in the Bayis Rishon. It was not in the Bayis Sheni. So Rish Lakish is saying the reason why it wasn't there, because the whole Klai Yisrael did not come up at one time. Therefore he's like angry at the people living in Bnei Bavel. Like it's because you, the Shchina did not come up. Why? The Chassid, because the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "Im choy mehi nivne, or leho tiras kosif." If it's built up like a wall, then it'll be made like from kesef, from silver. The imdelasi not zur lehem. It's only made like a delas, like a door. Then luach eris. It'll only be watched with luach eris with cedar wood. What does that mean? That imasisem atzmechem kechoyma. If Klai Yisrael would have made himself like a whole wall, a wall means altogether one wall. V'alisem kulchem b'mei Ezra. And all the Jews would have went up together b'mei Ezra from Babel to Yerushalayim, nimshaltem k'kesef. Then you would have been doima like silver. Shein rekev shalat boy. Silver never gets rotted away. In other words, if the Klai Yisrael all would have went up together, the Shekhinah would have been with them, and there would be no running away from the Shekhinah. The whole Shekhinah would have been with them in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. But now that the Jews did not go up all together, they went up at different times, slowly. They went up like a delos, like a door, like we'll soon see. There's a doorpost, there's two doors to it, they only went up parts, they went up. Is Nimshaltim Keres, then you only daima to a cedar tree. Sharek is Shelet Boy, that a tree could be rotten away, there could be a worm inside eating it away. You don't have the complete tree. Who was in here also? You don't have the complete Shekhinah. By the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they did not have the complete Shekhinah. Rashi nimshaltem kekesev, shein the nirkav, just like silver does not get rotted away. Kach lo heyisem chaserim shchina. If you would have all went up together, you wouldn't have been missing any shchina. But now that you went up kedalsos, Rashi says shar, like a gate, sheyesh bo shnei dalsos, there are two doors to the gate, paseach echad v'chaver esoga, one opens up and one is closed. Kach alisem lechatzoyim, the same way they went up from Ezra. But May Bubble, they went up, from Bubble to May Ezra, they went up slowly, halfway. That's why Sharekev Shalit Boy. That's why you only daima to a tree, that the Rekev, it could be rotten away. Trashi Miktsosai Telasach Losai. The worm could eat up part of the tree. Mitoicha inside of Miktsosai Kain, part of it is still here. Kach Tsas Chizoyin Shkino Hoyusham Fakuloi Hoya. That's the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. There was some Shkina there, but it was not completely. The complete Shkina they did not have there. And that was because the Jews did not go up altogether. So the Gemara, my eres, what does eres mean? Amarula sasamgur. It means this worm called the samgur. My sasamgur, what does it mean? What do you mean by the worm called sasamgur? Amarab abba baskur. It's a marshal to a baskur. We'll soon see what the marshal is. Kidatani, we learned like this. Mishemesu neviim huachrenim. When the last neviim died, which was Chagai Zechayim Malachai, is Nestalku Ruach HaKadosh Yisrael. That was the end of Ruach HaKodesh and the Vias went away from Klal Yisrael. There was a little bit Shekhinah like left over called a Baskel. Sometimes Hashem gave out a Baskel, that was a Shekhinah still talking to them. So Kitchu, the Loshen of a Baskel means like it mixed us a little bit of the Shekhinah. So that's here, Sasamgar also means a worm. A worm, when it goes into the wood, it eats up the inside of the worm, that you only have a little bit of the tree left over. So that's this Moshla Gedalai, that this the worm, the eras is daima to a baskel, only a little bit Shekhinah left over. Rashi says, Omar Ula Sasamgar, Machasoy Magarayim Rifnim. This worm eats up the tree inside. Sasamgar Shem Talas, name of a worm. A worm that eats up the trees. Is my Sam Kleimer, Loma Limshlu, by Yeshenu with Samgar. What are you saying? The Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, it looked like it had a moshul to this worm that eats up the wood. Linyan Shriya Shekhinah. It means to say it has to do the same way the Shekhinah was in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. The Amr Ababa, Baskul, means Nishtayil Hu, Kasha Nishoy Min Erez Miksas Muet. Just like in a tree, after the worm gets up, eats it up, there's only a little bit left over, Hu Adin, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there's only a little bit Shekhinah left over. Dumya to a Baskol. The actual Nevius went away, there's no more Nevium, there was only a Baskol, a little bit Shekhinah was there. Not like the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, it was Molen Shekhinah, only a mix of Shekhinah was left over by the Bais Hasheni. So this is what Shlokish told to Rabbi Babachona. So tomorrow, for Resh Lakish mi Mishtoi Bahadi Rabbi Babachoni, is it true that Resh Lakish would go and talk to Rabbi Babachoni in the middle of the street? Here it was down, he was in the river, and he helped him come up while he was coming up. Is it true that Resh Lakish would talk to him? Oma Rabbi Lezer, Ma Doch Rabbi Lezer, tomorrow Dar of the Yisrael, he was the head of Eretz Yisrael. Heavy, for Loi Heavy Mishtoi Resh Lakish Badein, Resh Lakish still would not talk to him. Why not? At least would not talk to him openly in the middle of the street. Why demand the Mishtoi Resh Lakish Badei? Because Beshuka, the person that Resh Lakish spoke to in the middle of the street, Yoivele Iska Beloi Sadi. In other words, it was a tremendous covet. If Resh Lakish spoke to you in the middle of the street, it's right, you're a tremendous person, you're a great person. Therefore, the locker is when you give somebody money, like you want to lend them money, you could do business with your money, then you're only supposed to give it to him in front of Adis. Mashenkin, the person that Resh Lakish spoke to in the middle of the street, you could give him your money without Adis. If you're the Leisk, give him money to do business with it, but Leisadi, you don't have to have Edim.
In other words, I'm a klor. Why not? But for some reason, Meshlokesh only spoke to you in the middle of the street. Very, very chashuv yidin. And if he spoke to you, it's a rai, you're a very trustful person, and you don't have to have edim when I give you over money. So the kashuv is madach Reb Lezer didn't talk to Reb Lezer. Avada Meshlokesh, so Meshlokesh didn't talk to Reb Lezer. Avada Meshlokesh would not talk to Rabbi Avachana. So the Moran says, that's the most kasha. Lasadi, Pahadi, Rabbi Avachana Mishtoi. Madach, he didn't talk to Reb Lezer. That was the head of Eretz Yisrael, so for sure he would not talk to Rabbi Avachana. So Moran answers, Amra Papa, Shavi Gavri Benayu. True, you have to put somebody else in between here. In other words, it wasn't this mice, it was not with Resh Lakish and Rabbi Avachana, but rather somebody else was here. Oi Resh Lakish Hevei Uziri. Either the story was true, Resh Lakish was swimming in the river here, and it was Ziri that answered him back.